Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, I only had anecdotal evidence of this, but I didn't necessarily have a study. I kind of interact with almost everybody on Twitter. And whenever I do interact with them, I have found that specifically young people have a comprehension problem.
Oh, yeah.
You're massive. Mm. You know, massive.
But like I said, anecdotal, can't really go on that. However, the results for the 2023 Trends in International Mathematics and Science Studies, TIMSS, well, the results have come out and they are dismal. So basically every grade except grade 9.
Yeah.
Is progressively doing worse. In fact, our grade 4 students were the worst out of the whole lot that were tested. Now, I understand that forming a curricula is very, very difficult.
Yeah,
I imagine it's even more so these days because things change every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I have got a theory that in the next 5 years, it's not going to be enough to just be a professional in your one vocation. You're going to need to upskill yourself once every 2 years. Go back to varsity, get another degree, or at least do a different course because there's so many things that are changing. Mm-hmm. It used to be that you could specialize in a field and stay there for 30 years and nothing would have changed. Right? And so when we were growing up, Mpo, Mfundo, maybe so, all you had to learn was the basics, the building blocks of knowledge. And then the rest, life would teach you, and you would then, the onus would be on yourself to kind of read and, you know, upskill yourself.
Yeah.
So you had to go, okay, I know basic arithmetic. You had to, exactly. You had to know, obviously, just reading and comprehension and writing. And then, yes, languages. Mm. And then again, you choose what you wanted to do with that. If you want to go into business, you want to go to the sciences, etc. and so on. Do you get the sense that kids or the education levels right now that kids are offered is deteriorating?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, for instance, personally, I'm taking my son out of the school that he is currently in. He's going to a different school next year because I've found that the quality of the education at the school he's at now has deteriorated over the years. And I just feel like, you know what, if I am keeping him there, I'm going to be doing him a disservice. But outside of that, I've actually observed even with him and his friends, kids of today, actually, if you're not actively trying to get them to read, they're not about that life. They just want to be on devices. They want to watch TV. They want to watch people gaming on YouTube. So you literally have to force them to grab a book and read. Because even with textbooks, not necessarily textbooks, but reading material that they get for English, they will find a movie out of that book that was made for that book. And they want to watch the movie first. They're not going to go read the book and then watch the movie. No, you watch the movie first.
Which is why I think audiobooks, for example, are a cheat.
Yeah.
Right? Because while you may get the gist of the book, right, the retention process of read information versus the retention process of audio is different.
True.
Oh, definitely.
True. When you read, yes, when you read, you first of all have to, you're faced with the word first time reading it. Then you go, okay, how do you pronounce this word?
Yes.
Right? Then you grapple with it. Then maybe you go look it up in a dictionary. What does it mean? Mm-hmm. Right? And then you get to a point where you're pronouncing the word.
Yeah.
When you're listening, you just hear it.
It's very passive.
And you're not focused on that. You could be driving,
true,
focusing, you know, on other things and just listening. And then slowly it becomes background noise. Like, you don't learn much. For me, I found that when you do that. And I also feel like, as much as, yes, we've got kids who are, there's so many things that are sidetracking them, distracting. But I really feel like the education system has just slightly collapsed and it's failing our kids. It's deteriorated. Just the level of, like, this, the budget cuts we've seen happening with education departments, the curriculum, I just think it's weaker over and above the distraction that kids have. It's so sad, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's all fine and well to blame the curriculum. There's currently a TikTok trend right now where parents are asking their kids very well-known sayings and phrases and ask them to finish them, right?
Yes.
And kids are not able to finish them.
I was so
that
disappointed.
Is on you now as a parent. Why are you not passing down that knowledge?
We try. I know with myself, I try. Even us on social media, my daughter is more into documentaries. We're watching World War One for her and two. But she preferred to watch the documentary as opposed to reading, which I found problematic, like you say, because it's more passive. Mm. You're acquiring this knowledge in a more passive manner, whereas there's a specific part of your brain that is stimulated when you read. But she doesn't seem to appreciate that. But apart from that, we are seeing poorer outcomes in schools now. I even remember I've debated this with my grandmother that with them, even when they had JC, it used to be standard
JSC,
8.
Yeah.
Yes. With it their standard JC, yeah. 8, they had better cognitive skills than most of the people now, and they could survive. Mm. But you find that even now.
With your grandmother, it would have been Form 3.
Mm. Yeah. They still went on to get their diplomas and degrees beyond that, but they could survive with their Form 3 at the time.
Mm.
So it says to us that we are seeing poorer outcomes, but the comprehension aspect has to do, in my humble opinion, with the language issue. That if you are being taught in a language that you don't necessarily speak on a daily basis, it becomes very difficult to comprehend, which is why they're doing this whole mother tongue thing, at least in the formative
years. Mina, this is what I'm saying. Here's my point. You see, even in this school, it's called Izaka. Nizisho, figures of speech, onomatopoeia, all of those things.
Mm.
That is just in how you speak the language at home. Why are kids not getting taught that, even in your home language? They don't know those things.
But remember, we speak so often about how, because we ourselves speak so much English, generally, a lot of people then do not speak mother tongue at home.
Fine, teach them their English. Let them at least speak English well.
Yes, but then the other problem that we have that I've observed even amongst my friends' kids, you are raising the issue of cognitive thinking.
Yeah.
We've gotten to a point that we spoon feed our kids so much that they do not have the ability to think for themselves. Everything is, Mama, how must I do this? And then because you're so busy, you quickly just give them the answer. But you're not giving them the opportunity to solve their own problems and think about the problem and find a solution.
I can't believe you guys are dismissing my mother tongue issue. Because if you look at these
stats... No, we're not saying it's not an issue. We're saying it's definitely an issue, but that's not the primary cause.
Because, for comprehension.
Yes.
We had the same challenge. And also, they're exposed to English even quicker because of social media and the stuff they watch, because they indoors more often than we were.
And if we had an interview as multiracial children, we would say we struggled somewhat to a certain extent in comparison to our white peers at the time.
But we overcame.
But
as soon as you got the valid, it was difficult. But as soon as we got it, hey man, I was whipping the white boys behind. Easy.
I agree.
Easy.
Tough in the beginning, but you overcome.
For 2 years, maybe.
I mean, I remember my first Afrikaans class. The only word I understood was D. D.
That was it. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Education system, what's your role as a parent? What can we do?
The language barrier part, yes, it's valid, but it doesn't hold much ground because it doesn't take that much long for you to grasp English and understand English. So, yeah, I think today is just the attitudes of Antoana. They're just not willing to do much. They're just nonchalant about everything. And Anati, as parents, are not doing much to instill it in them, the reading part, and we're not talking to them in our home language, which is the reason why.
Mm.
You know, like, I think last month, there was a trend of videos where parents would be asking their kids things such as birds of the same feather flock together, and they were supposed to finish the sentence. And most of the videos that I saw, the kids were getting it wrong and the parents were not correcting them. And what was worse is that they were comfortable posting, showing people that actually my child doesn't know basic things or doesn't read for them to understand some of these things. That was just cringe for me. So we really need to do something as a nation.
Now, let me tell you, to prove who's even you don't listen, we mentioned that on the show. So why were now Lalelum Dala?
Nali i-2000 elingicela isikhathi, so mina ngibane ngalibonisa washo ukuthi ubani, lizibonela ukuthi ubani yabo. Ah, nali 2000 lithi mina Hotman angisunderstand lesikhathi, ngicela ungitshele ukuthi ubani. Lo muntu lo understander i-digital kuphela, so kuye kwamele ngimtshele ukuthi da ubani isikhathi. So nje ayi mina lintwana ngisunderstand ukuthi bazifundisa kanjani izinto.
Hey, hey, hey.
Khulungana time.
That's funny.
Can't read the watch.
It's funny because my dad taught me how to read and watch.
Exactly.
The language barrier part, yes, it's valid, but it's not, it doesn't hold much
ground. Oh, we've heard this one.
I found a site that assists with math and English. So, yeah, I started paying for that and it's been very helpful. And it facilitates the conversations that we'll have or the discussions that we'll have around what he did for the day. Every Sunday it sends me a report on what he did. Then we'll talk about that, follow up, catch up, have a look, do it together and do it with the little brother as well. And he doesn't have a phone. He's 11 years old and he does not have a phone. A phone is a no for me because I've seen that as well, that a lot of kids depend on YouTube. They depend on TikTok to learn stuff instead of going out there to play with others, fall from a tree and get dusty like we used to get dusty, you know. They watch these things, they are always on the devices. So I decided no phones.
Yeah, no, 100%. So Khan Academy is also very good at those things. Let me be honest, and I say this fairly confidently, if your child can just master maths and a language, your child will be fine in life. That's it.
Should be.
Just those two things, your child will be fine in life.
Things, I just remember when we were in school, so many people were running away from maths. I remember so much. Like a higher grade for me was a basic mathematics. And then they started to introduce these weaker versions of maths, pure maths, etc. Now, those are the people who are parents now. So how are you going to assist your child with maths if we're matriculating in maths lit?
Yeah, but you don't have to assist your child. You can hire somebody who knows.
Please do.
There's lots of parents who are not educated and their kids went on to do great things.
True.
The teaching for me, you know, the quality of teaching is also the problem. Because, you know, I realized one day I was helping my cousin with mathematics. And I saw that, you know, maybe how she has been taught made her not to understand the subject. So if we are to say that kids don't know how to read, we must also look at the people that teach these kids, how they actually deliver the lessons.
Indeed.
I'm a mother of a 1-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I have realized over the years that teaching no longer happens the way that we knew it in school. Teachers no longer teach. Their goal is to complete AMA DBE books and the assessments that have been sent through by the Department of Education. And that makes it hard because now children don't understand what it is that they are learning because of this teaching style, because of this new way of learning that has been introduced in classrooms. Fortunately for me, I'm a reader and I come from a home where we were taught that you need to read. And I've instilled that in my children where I will take them to the library to get books every week to make sure that my children are reading and they know how to read and they fully comprehend what it is that they're reading. Because you'll find kids, you'll find an 18-year-old who still cannot read.
Yep. And that's where we're going to leave it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.